Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Well, the good news is we know there will be a World Dairy Expo 2021. The other good news, it will be in Wisconsin. Joining us is Katie Schmidt with Wisconsin's World Dairy Expo. Now, let's get people up to speed right now on what's going on. Maybe better give them a little background on it first, Katie, because some of us are paying more attention to the show than others. What's been going on, let's say, since the beginning of 2021 with the board, with the World Dairy Expo staff, and with the county and state officials? There's been a lot going on, even though we've not been talking about it.
Yeah, we've had a busy winter and spring at World Dairy Expo for sure. So it started back in this winter around December time when our board of directors met. They expressed a desire to come up with a plan to make sure we could move forward with World Dairy Expo confidently. And if that meant in Madison or if it meant somewhere else. So over the next few months, we did look at contingency planning that included alternative venues. And of course, that made some splash in the news. But that was really just done so that we could make sure we had a show. That was always our priority. And we had always hoped we could stay in Madison. But we just didn't have the clarity in a direction forward that we needed in order to be able to move forward here. That clarity came throughout conversations, really in the past couple of weeks with the county. And now we're ready to move forward. We understand what it's going to take to responsibly and safely host a show here in Madison this fall.
Absolutely. Now, everybody's been speculating on where those alternative locations were because they have to understand it's not just a trade show. It's not just a cattle show. World Dairy Expo is a complex show.
It is. There's a lot of components that go into it. There's a lot of square footage that's needed to encompass all of World Dairy Expo and unique spaces that's needed, right? Like you said, it's not just the cows. It's not just the trade show. There's education and there's meetings and there's 60,000 people. Like, you need a large footprint. So the request for proposals process was very targeted in looking at venues that could take on World Dairy Expo in its entirety. So we did have a handful of venues in the running. And at the end of the day, we're happy to be staying at our home at the Alliant Energy Center, who has a facility that we know, they know us, and we can have the show we're used to.
Kind of custom built just for World Dairy Expo. So that's excellent news. Now, let's talk about where we go from here. There had been discussion that Dane County still had to ratify their very special offer for World Dairy Expo, impacting 2021 show and 2022 show. Where do we stand on that, Katie?
The discussions regarding the contract extension that Dane County provided to World Dairy Expo at the beginning of March are still ongoing. So that contract is not signed. Rather, we're moving forward with plans for 2021 under the current agreement that we have with the county. And we'll see where World Dairy Expo's leaders take us in that discussion over the coming months.
Katie Schmidt's in studio with us from World Dairy Expo. If you had not heard the good news or read it, World Dairy Expo 2021 is on, back at the Alliant Energy Center grounds in Madison, and the regular dates that we had expected coming up, September 28th, October 2. Katie, let's talk just a little bit then about where you go from here. Like we said, we're planning for a, quote, normal show, but when you've got the international clientele that World Dairy Expo does, just maybe share with us what you know so far on contingencies at the show, that safety factor.
Sure. I would say it's a moving target at this point, knowing that World Dairy Expo is still 6 months out from today. We have assurances through conversations that that allow us to plan without the anticipation of capacity limits for our venues. So we're really excited about that and not having to limit how many people can attend, how many people can be in certain spaces. And as far as international crowd goes, of course, we welcome those international visitors. Some of them are going to face travel restrictions, and that's unfortunate. But luckily, we have some great online resources through Expo TV that will allow them to live stream the cattle show as well as the educational components of World Dairy Expo this year as well.
And that was in place before the pandemic, which has been a blessing, obviously, not to have to reinvent the wheel. Are there any other newer components now that are being discussed by the staff, by the board, that you'd like to try to get in place to enhance the show for both attendees and those in the virtual world this year?
Absolutely. There's a lot of stuff happening in person is what we're focusing on. Knowing that we took a year off last year, we're going to bring everybody back together. We want it to be this celebration and really this reunion of the dairy industry. So we're going to bring in some new morning keynote speakers to bolster our educational components. We're going to launch seminars in Spanish this year with a focus on mid-managers and managers on dairy farms and really providing them with tools. The Tan Bark is being relocated to the arena building, so a more centrally located space on grounds, and it's going to be larger. It's going to host happy hours each evening. It's going to be the site of the morning keynotes. It's really going to be the space to gather. And in doing so, the Trade Center has been expanded to host the exhibitors who would have previously been in the arena building, along with the World Forge Nelson Super Bowl and the Dairy Forge seminars. Ooh, so wow. Lots of changes.
Oh, wow. That is going to change our walking pattern at World Dairy Expo. Now, I also would be remiss if I didn't ask you about, commercial exhibitors. Right now, many of them are under a lot of travel restraints. There's been a lot of pivoting in the industry since this pandemic began. What are you sensing as a staff from your commercial exhibitor participants and that year of absence, so to speak?
You might be surprised to hear this, but they are really excited to be back. We started recontracting our trade show back already in January, and people are returning those contracts, just elated to be back at an in-person event and specifically be back at World Dairy Expo. So the trade show is filling up with some great companies. They're ready to launch new products that have been put on hold. And it's going to be just this incredible show that is going to highlight and feature all of these new things that dairy has to offer.
Have you guys heard anything from other shows of like size or from an agricultural perspective? I mean, we've got the World Ag Expo in Tulare that happens usually in February. There's a lot of other livestock shows, some that just went forward and had people take a chance, others that have been on the shelf or even changed locations. Have you heard from any of the other big shows that agriculturalists would know?
Not specifically. We've been attending some of the events that have been taking place. Obviously, the PDPW conference happened a couple weeks ago. Central Plains Dairy Expo happened a few weeks ago as well in South Dakota. So we've been attending some of those events as a staff and really just starting to talk with our exhibitors in person and realizing that there is this desire to be back at events again in the dairy industry specifically.
Now, what about cattle? I know I can almost feel that is a pulsating audience that wants to get signed up, get in line, get ready to go. Where's my spot? I want to be in the same place. Are they chattering just like the rest of the commercial exhibiting folks are?
They are chomping at the bit. Their entries open July 1st this year, and it's going to be all online, which is going to be a change for them. But those folks, I mean, they found ways to host shows last year, and we were so happy for them to be able to showcase their cattle and their genetics. But we are so looking forward to having them back on the colored shavings and competing on the world stage at our event.
Kitty Schmidt in studio with us. World Dairy Expo, again, as we said, is on in Wisconsin at the Alliant Energy Center grounds here in Madison, again, September 28th through October 2nd. And like she said, still more developing stories that we'll be bringing to you. But the good news is that the show is green lighted. Now, remind me again, we had previously selected the stars, the World Dairy Expo honorees for 2020, and there is a theme for 2021. Refresh my memory on how we're going to handle the 2020 stars as well as the 2021 stars and then that theme.
Sure. So that's a lot of stuff to cover. So our 2020 Recognition Award winners who are honored at the Dinner with the Stars at World Dairy Expo will be honored this year as the 2020 Award winners, just simply honored in 2021. To not take credit away from them, we have bypassed awarding new awardees this year. So we will not have 2021 award winners. So we're excited, though, to recognize the great team from Milk Source, from Valley Egg Software, as well as the founder of Urus. So all companies who have ties to Wisconsin. So really exciting to showcase what they have to offer. And then you mentioned the theme as well. So our 2020 theme of instrumental to the industry is rolling into 2021. So we're bringing back that musical theme for this year. And we're just waiting to see what color those shavings will be to match the theme.
That's we all wait for that. Now, Katie, what would you suggest if people are curious or they've got a little anxiety that they want to work through as far as, I want to be at the show or I want to exhibit at the show or something like that, where can they find some of this information? How do you suggest they stay connected when you and I aren't talking?
Absolutely. WorldDairyExpo.com is a great resource for everything regarding the show. Our policies related to safely hosting the show are being developed, and those will be published closer to show date, as we anticipate a lot of changes in the next 6 months. But the website's a great resource, and of course, we're on social media, and you're welcome to follow us there as well.
Great news. World Dairy Expo back with us, live and in person, September 28th through October 2nd at the Alliant Energy Center grounds in Madison. Kitty Schmidt along with us, one of the hardworking staff members that's getting that show ready for you. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.